Quick question to ask yourself. What did you learn from that? And what knowledge did you apply moving forward? What's up, guys? Welcome to the Bird Brain Podcast, where the goals rise above it all. Stay elevated, create that infinity, up your you. I'm your host, Isaiah. Happy day. The days are going to be much longer now, which is dope. More sunshine means more vitamin D. I don't know about you guys, but for some reason, the two pivotal, energetic times of year for me seem to always be around this time and then in September. I don't know what it is, but it just feels like a new start. And there probably is something to that that I haven't fully figured out yet. However, I've learned, right? That's been a lesson for me that I've learned in terms of my process, in terms of just feeling a little bit more invigorated, focused, determined, progressive, if you will. I just realized that those times of year really do impact me a lot. And there's always these big changes that are happening around those times too. For some reason, the fall just always represents change for me. And then spring represents, I don't know. I think spring always represents this element of growth. I feel like there's new soil. It's weird. It's, but I feel it in my body. And maybe because, I get a year older. There's a lot of things that I'm determining around this time of year. And it's just dope. It's really cool. And you learn more of yourself where you learn what your experiences have taught you. And something I want you to ask yourself is what have I been learning from my experiences? One, but also what knowledge have I been willing to apply? Okay? Because at some point in time, we have to understand that, we have to truly accept when we are choosing to not act on something, to not learn the lesson, to not pivot, to not realize, to do more, right? It is now a choice, an active choice that we are making, okay? And sometimes, or a lot of times, the reason why we choose to not learn or choose to not apply the knowledge is simply because we are afraid of consequences. That's one thing, but also, laziness is a strong word, but that could be part of it. And even the root of laziness is this subconscious feeling sometimes of feeling like you don't deserve. Okay. It's so funny because there was a comment I saw on one of my posts recently. And the post was just simply about looking at, if somebody told you to drink spoiled milk, you would say, hell no, I'm not drinking any spoiled milk. If somebody had milk left out on the counter for a few days, and they told you to drink it, and you said, no, I'm not drinking it. And they're like, why? You're like, well, because that milk isn't good for me, and it's going to get me sick, so why would I drink that? However, when it comes to people being in situations that essentially spoil them, right? They don't leave them in the healthiest state, and they're no longer healthy for somebody else. We are willing to tell people that they should still endure that, they should still struggle in that, etc. And it's important for you to learn when you are spoiling, because it's funny, we don't think about it, but you know, a relationship that may be impacting your mental and emotional well-being in a negative way truly does affect everything else that you do, right? If somebody says that, oh yeah, you look a certain way, or no one likes you, right? That relationship has now planted a seed that you will kind of essentially walk into every other circumstance with, right? You'll now think that your other relationships, people see the same thing, or people feel that way, right? Oh, this person doesn't like me either. Why? Because this person said that and it must be true, right? It starts to affect everything. And someone had said, you know, easier said than done, you know, with a heart like this. And I simply asked them, I was like, with a heart like what? And they were like, you know, the one that's always trying to see the good in people, or the one that always does see the good in people. And whenever someone says that, for me at this point in time, there's subtext to that. And a lot of times they may not even realize the subtext, or they do, but it kind of shields them from their responsibility. The subtext in saying that, oh yeah, you know, I just always see the good in people, etc. What you're saying is that you are continuously putting yourself in situations in the hopes, actually, that people see how good you are, and that your goodness is going to fix or change somebody, and hopefully they choose you, right? That's the goal, the underlying goal, because you can't see the good in somebody if they're not showing it to you, right? You're seeing something that you want to see that keeps you in this relationship with this said person. And if it's unhealthy, you are trying to rationalize, right? But there is so much to be learned in those relationship dynamics. However, what knowledge are you willing to apply? And when we say, oh yeah, you know, it's just hard because I have such a big heart, etc., you are resisting learning your own lesson. You are also resisting your own responsibility to take you out of an unhealthy dynamic, okay? Or you are deflecting, or you are avoiding. And what you say instead is like, well, I have such a good heart. And I simply said, if you have such a good heart and it's so invaluable to you, you'd take better care of it, wouldn't you? Because you can't talk about how great your heart is and you kick it around too, or you just treat it like crap. It doesn't make sense. When we really think about the things that we say out loud, they don't always make sense from a logic standpoint. Okay? You talk about how good you are, but also you are saying how willing you are to subject yourself to things that are not good for you. For what? What's the outcome? What is the outcome? Okay? I think it's just so interesting. Like, life is always truly showing us or giving us opportunity to learn something, learn our responsibility, right? Last week was just such a week of what the F's. Truly, like, what the F is going on? What is this teaching me? Are you kidding me? Right? You know, I'm nursing a couple of injuries, and even that was like a very interesting lesson for me, because, you know, limited mobility for me is so crucial. It's so critical for me, like not being able to function and move properly. It's just not fun. And it's like, all right, well, what was the lesson you learned? Well, years ago, I tore my rotator cuff, and I had to learn to rehab, right? I had to learn to basically modify how I exercise. And still to this day, it's a constant. And now I'm kind of in the same situation again, possibly. And it's like, well, what did you learn? Well, I got to stretch. Or I know this feeling. I know what this means. So now I got to do things a little bit differently, right? Even from a business standpoint, it's like, okay, what did you learn? And what knowledge are you willing to apply? That's always the kicker, right? What knowledge am I willing to apply? Because sometimes people honestly aren't ready. They're not ready to change. They won't say that. but they'll show it. You know, sometimes you might not be ready to change because of all that comes with it. And if you can at least accept that, then now you at least have been honest about your circumstances to a degree. Okay? But there's always something to learn and recognize from your experiences. You know, sometimes you learn that you can't do everything on your own. You're not meant to do everything on your own. That's not how it works. And you need support. You need help. And life will keep teaching you that when it's like you experience burnout. You know, sometimes we think, oh, I'm burned out just because I'm so stressed and all this other stuff. Yeah, you know, you're so stressed probably because you're doing all the things on your own. Okay? If you have a pattern relationship, that's teaching you, okay? If you have certain patterns in your relationships, that is teaching you something too. What level of self-sabotage do I walk around with, okay? How often do I sabotage myself? Either by disrupting what may be healthy or participating in something that's obviously unhealthy, okay? What is there to learn? What knowledge should I be applying? And how fearful am I of applying that knowledge? Okay, at some point, it truly is a choice and it's your choice. You know, and sometimes we'll talk ourselves in riddles to keep us from making an actual decision. And that's dangerous, you know, because it makes you feel like you are doing something. It gives you a sense of activity, but in actuality, it can be the most harmful thing. And you can learn that about yourself too. Oh, okay, I keep myself distracted because I am avoiding actually doing something. I'm just moving papers around on my desk. That's all I'm doing. I'm just moving papers around on my desk. If you're up for it, I want you to just take a piece of paper out. I always say write it out versus think it sometimes, because when we think it, it's funny. Yeah, we have so many thoughts in a day, right? So if I was to tell you, yeah, to think about, yeah, what have I learned? And you'll have 1,000,008 thoughts go through your head, okay? And you'll probably skip over probably one of the most significant thoughts in terms of what you have learned. And you'll go to the next thought. However, if you're sitting with a piece of pen and paper and those thoughts are coming through, the one that really hits you and jolts you, you could write down and you could also reference. And then you could build upon that. And then you could take a look at it, right? Over time, you can see what I've learned. Okay? If you keep journals and you're constantly journaling, I don't know if you typically do this, but go back to an old journal and see what the theme of what you were writing about was. Because there is probably a theme. Either it's relationship stuff, it's job stuff, it's relationship stuff, it's family, potentially. But all relationship stuff, likely. And I want you to look at the theme of what was going on in your relationships then. And how that's changed now. Or has it been the same pattern? And if it's the same pattern, what do you think that's telling you? Because you've had different people over the years, right? You've experienced different people. But it's the same outcome? Why is that? What has life given me the opportunity to learn that I refuse to apply the knowledge behind? Okay. And also ask yourself, what can I do with more sunlight? Can I go outside more? Can I go for a walkie? You know, a little walkie poo. Can I just sit outside and ground myself? You know, I really do like the days taking a little bit longer to end, just because, you know, even for myself, going for a walk, it's just great. I need to do that more because I realize how important it is for me. And that's another thing too, when you learn what works for you, how often are you implementing that in your day-to-day, or how often do you restrict yourself from it? That's important as well. Okay. All these things matter, and I want you to really take your time to address and process it, because there is information there, y'all. And it's your information that's the most beneficial. Okay. I've learned so much last week about my worth. I've learned so much about my worth in the last, I'd say, couple months, actually. I learned so much about what I think of my worth, too, because I've definitely doubled down in certain areas of my life. I've taken pauses, right, when my worth is challenged or it feels like it's being challenged. And I ask myself, well, what can I do differently? What am I willing to do differently? It's such a tricky thing, but it's also a beautiful thing to actually apply the knowledge in the most uncomfortable situations. And sometimes you can simply say, I am not ready to change yet. I like the idea of what the outcome may be, but I don't like the idea of working towards that. You know, I don't like the idea of working towards that. And the more honest you can be on either side, the closer you are to just some kind of growth, some kind of trajectory, some kind of clarity. Okay? I hope this episode made sense for you guys. Like I said, there were so many lessons for me, and so many just very interesting, frustrating sometimes experiences that just really taught me so many things about myself, also how the world is working around me, also my participation in the world, a lot of that. And every time I had the chance to just pause, reflect, feel, okay, and then act if it was necessary, or just let things move around me. But one of the things I've learned the most is that I take up space. And I'm going to continue to do that until I expire. But I do take up space. Ooh, I'll leave you guys with that thought. That being said, take care of yourselves. Okay? Take heed to what life is trying to teach you. Please take care of each other. Okay. Coaching is available. The link is in bio. And take flight.